Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2702, Why My Sensitivity is Actually My Greatest Strength, by Erica Evans with introvertdear.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator. I read to you every day covering productivity, minimalism, personal development, all that fun stuff. So with that, let's get right to another article and start optimizing your life. Why My Sensitivity is Actually My Greatest Strength, by Erica Evans with introvertdear.com. I used to think I was weak. After all, the events of my life would certainly point to that conclusion. I was a shy kid, homeschooled with my older brother until the age of 7. My best childhood memories are from my homeschool days. We would get up, get dressed as if we were actually going somewhere, eat breakfast, and begin our lessons for the day. School lasted until early afternoon, and there was no homework. When we were done, we were done. My mom, brother, and I would often go for a walk in the neighborhood. We had a particular route we liked because it had the wall. The wall, which stretched across our neighbor's front yard, was about 2 feet high and 6 inches wide. My brother and I would hop up on top of it and see if we could keep our balance all the way to the end. When you're only 4 feet tall, the wall makes you feel like an Olympic gymnast on the balance beam. In those days, my world was small, and I felt safe. But everything changed when I went to school. When I was 6 years old and my brother was 10, my mother took us to interview at a prestigious private school. My brother was accepted into sixth grade, but I was waitlisted. A few months later, we got a call that a spot had opened up, and I entered second grade in January. All of a sudden, my world expanded from just my family and a few friends to hundreds of people. I was terrified. Every day, I sat at my desk, mute and still. I kept my head down, did my work, and tried not to call any attention to myself. At recess, I sat on a bench, watching the other children confidently playing on the playground. I wished I could be like them. I wished I knew what to say or how to play games. The rest of my school years went like that. I watched on the sidelines as other people socialized, too afraid to join in. Thoughts raced around my head, telling me I wasn't good enough, I had nothing to offer, and no one cared about me. I spent countless hours over the years crying in a bathroom stall. Even my first year of college, which I thought would be a new start, was marked with severe anxiety, insecurity, and oversensitivity. The worst feeling was being alone in a crowd. I'd walk into the dining hall and feel the panic rise in my chest as I went through the buffet line. By the time I sat down to eat, I could barely keep my composure long enough to finish my meal. I just knew everyone was thinking, look at that girl sitting by herself. What a loser. She's so pathetic. I thought they were right, so I started skipping meals. I just couldn't handle another panic attack. Then, relief came. I began to get better. I began to have my own thoughts instead of the relentless stream of negative ones. I began to make friends and live life. I graduated from college. I got my first job. I met and married the love of my life. Why My Sensitivity is My Superpower. I didn't know it then, but my struggles were helping me. My sensitivity, which I saw as my weakness, would become my superpower. And here's how. Number one, my sensitivity made me resilient. There was a point when I thought I'd never get out of that dark, lonely place I was in. And even after I got out, I feared going back. But do you know what I realized? Nothing has happened to me that has destroyed me. Yes, I've fallen apart. I've panicked. I've cried. I've screamed. I've been depressed, anxious, and lonely. But I've never been to the point of no return. So I stand on that strength, knowing that I have been through tough times and I can do it again. Number two, my sensitivity allowed me to connect deeply with people. Because I'm highly sensitive and have felt like an outsider all my life, I see things differently than most people. I notice pain all around me, but I'm not afraid of it. While others may squirm when someone begins to cry or share their deepest struggles, I'm right at home. I listen with deep empathy and support. I walk with them until they're on the other side. It's a privilege to see so intimately into someone's heart, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. And number three, my sensitivity helped me find my purpose. I wasted so much of my life wishing I was more like everybody else, wishing I was more outgoing, had more energy, or had thicker skin. I wished I could just confidently breeze through life like other people around me. But then one day, I had a thought, like a gentle whisper to my soul. What if you weren't created for an easy life? And though it seemed crazy, I knew it was true. What if it was even true for others? What if, as a highly sensitive person, you're not made to live a life of ease, but the life of a fighter who sees something wrong and acts, who comforts, defends, and encourages others, who sparks change and creates new and better ways of doing things? What if being different just means you're positioned to make a unique contribution to the world? And if you're not ready because you're in a dark place, know that you will get through this. Get support. Do whatever you need to do because the world needs you healthy and ready to fight. When your time of suffering is over, make sure that it is not wasted. Take your struggles, your knowledge, your passion, and put them all together. That is your superpower. That is how you change the world. You just listened to the post titled, "Why My Sensitivity is Actually My Greatest Strength," by Erica Evans with introvertdear.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal. Code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thank you to Erica, a guest writer on Introvert Dear. We all have very different traits and personalities, and whether or not you identify as sensitive or as a highly sensitive person, I think your individual, unique characteristics, especially the ones that you might see as a weakness, could very well be a strength or give you a different perspective that makes you have an edge in some other area of life. So for example, sensitivity in Erica's case helped her connect more deeply with people. But maybe if you're shy, that allows you to be a very active observer. There's always two sides to the coin, and it all depends on what we choose to see. I know that I have plenty of traits that could be seen as weaker, but many of those are what brought me to this idea of getting permission from authors and then simply reading you the articles. I rarely did any commentary at the end before, but now I'm doing it pretty much every day. That was built up over time and something I really thought I'd never do. I think most of our quote-unquote weaknesses could be seen from another angle. So next time you or I start thinking negatively about a trait that we have, this could be an article to remember. Hopefully you do remember, and me too. And please do remember to come back tomorrow where I'll have another post for you and where your optimal life awaits.